back, episode 40 of the Reporter's Corner. I had to look at that one real quick. We made it to 40 of these. 40, I'm one half of your co-host, Jared Urbato with the Bemidji Pioneer. With me is the better half of the co-host, Trent Singer from Sioux Falls Live. Trent, how are we doing today?
We as journalists love nice round numbers, and 40 is pretty cool, right? 40 episodes. This is a fun interview, too. I thought we had another great guest on. We've been just killing it this season. 100%, I think.
Yeah, it's our Devin Dubnyk episode, and we brought on Michigan Tech freshman forward Tayden Trembecki, who was the CCHA October Rookie of the Month. One of the only non-aged out players from the WHL to come into the CCHA, and what a start has he had. I mean, he's playing on an undefeated CCHA team in Michigan Tech, who are 4-0 with 12 points in their first four CCHA games. Trent, what did we get into with Tayden?
Yeah, I mean, talk about hot teams in the conference. There might not be a hotter team in the CCHA. You know, this Tech team, 7-3. They obviously, like you said, lead the league in points percentage. They have yet to drop a conference game, and they're really clicking. I love the makeup of this team. You know, there's 18 new players on this year's roster, and Tayden Trembecki certainly, you know, he's one of them. One of the CHL recruits that they landed this offseason with Bill McCault taking over the program. And, you know, we talked a little bit about just what it was like growing up in Strathcona County, Alberta, right outside Edmonton. And we talked a little bit about his early playing days, you know, the AAA hockey team that he was part of the championship with in Fort Saskatchewan. And then obviously he makes his way to play for a Northern Alberta prep program for 3 years before ultimately going the junior route, and started with a brief stint in the AJHL before he ends up going and playing for the Brandon Wheat Kings, which is a Manitoba-based program in the WHL. Was there for a little bit, and then ultimately he makes his way to Victoria with the Royals in the WHL. You know, and had a breakout season last year, 107 points in 78 games, with 55 goals, 52 assists, and he got to play alongside some outstanding players. If you're a North Dakota fan, you're going to get to hear about some perspective of these North Dakota guys, Cole Rechny and Keaton Verhoff, and you know, just kind of what they meant to Tayden Trembecki's career. And then you know, we talked a little bit about just, you know, the decision to come and try American college hockey out, and it's a new world for him, I know. And like you said, one of, but you know, very few age outs. I don't know how many there are in the CCHA. There can't be that many, but
I think it's three now, and they're all on Michigan Tech.
Yeah, and so he's obviously one of them. And Tayden has just, you know, been an outstanding addition for this team. Like Jared said, Rookie of the Month for October, 9 points. We got to get his perspective on kind of what Bill McCault has meant to this program here in the early going, and what these new guys, how they've meshed with some of the returning players like, you know, Max Koskapirdy and Isaac Gordon, who plays on a line with Tayden Trembecki. And so got to hear his perspective on that. And, of course, we had to ask about the fan base. We all know Houghton has one of the best fan bases, if not the best fan base in this conference. So we got to hear his perspective before we closed it out with our typical one-timers. So Tech fans, you're in for another great episode. I think you're going to enjoy this one. And then, like I said, I think UND fans are going to maybe like to hear a little bit about some of the guys that they have on the team, and guys who have really had a big impact so far here in the early going for the Fighting Hawks up there in Grand Forks. So, yeah, great interview, and hope you guys enjoy this one.
So let's kick it over to our interview with Tayden Trembecki.
All right, well, we are back. 40th episode here, the Reporter's Corner. And we've got a CCHA Rookie of the Month on hand, the reigning CCHA Rookie of the Month, Tayden Trembecki. You know, you're a new guy on this team. First of all, Tayden, just how's everything going right now with this team?
Yeah, no, I mean, really good. I think we've taken a lot of strides even just from the beginning of the season. I know there's a lot of hockey still to be played, but, you know, I think I'm super happy, and I know everyone's super happy of just kind of the steps we've taken just from kind of game one, period one, to where we are now. I think everyone, you know, coaches, everyone involved, done a really good job of kind of just bringing us into kind of we're a younger team, a lot of major junior guys. So just kind of bringing us into kind of the college life and the kind of how the game is played kind of at this level, and done a really good job. And yeah, like I said, just super happy with the steps we've made so far.
Well, and let's go into that a little bit more, because you're one of 18 new guys on this team. First of all, when did you arrive in Houghton, and what have these last few months kind of been like for you, just in terms of settling into your new spot and getting to know all these guys?
Yeah, I got here, kind of middle August. Kind of just got thrown in, kind of acquainted with everyone. No one really, kind of lots of new faces and
right.
New names. Couple guys that obviously either played with or kind of played against in the past, but then obviously a couple guys that don't really know at all. So super tight group, honestly. We got acquainted really fast, and we're a very tight group, obviously. And it's a fun time. I mean, I've enjoyed it. I've had a lot of fun, and like I said, so much more hockey to be played, and this is just the beginning. So I'm really excited just to see how far this team can go. And, I know that we're very capable of going very far. So,
no surprise. You guys are having fun. You're 7-3 in the first 10 games. You haven't dropped a point in league play yet. Sure. It's been a really, really impressive start. What's gone into this start, and for you guys with so many new pieces to get off on such a great foot right away?
I think honestly, just like I said, just from day one, expectations, very high expectations from everyone involved in everything, the team, the school, everyone, the city, the communities, they've really kind of rallied around us from the day one, and everyone's very excited, around Houghton and around the surrounding areas. And I think, just like I said, expectation, just honestly just working every day, long days at the rink, and just putting the work in that, at the end of the day, that's what's going to help us, be the best in the end. And,
Well, let's talk a little bit about kind of where it all started for you. You're from, I'm going to try to say this correctly, Strathcona County.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, exactly.
Strathcona County, Alberta. Yeah. It's an area just east of Edmonton. It's basically Edmonton, and south of the North Saskatchewan River. What can you tell us about just kind of how your love of hockey materialized?
For sure. Yeah, no, it's kind of honestly just kind of was born into it. My dad,
right.
My dad played professionally a little bit overseas and a little bit in the East Coast and stuff. And then
where do you play professionally overseas?
I played over in like England and the Netherlands and some pretty cool places. So I actually lived there the first couple years of my life. So
sweet.
Kind of just born right into it. And then, my whole family's played hockey, and then just kind of obviously growing up and, being around just little things, even just like the Oilers, and just being around kind of just the game at all times, just kind of never stops, and it never will. So it's the only thing I've ever known, and it's the only thing I ever will know. So.
Did you grow up like a big Oilers fan, and are you still an Oilers fan if you did?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I think it's got to be one of the most loyal fan bases, I feel like,
Yeah.
I would say you don't meet too many people that don't like the Oilers from Edmonton. And so, yeah, I've obviously been a big Oilers fan my whole life and still am. So it's been a tough couple of years.
Yeah. But, I was just going to say, man, like, are you okay?
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, it's those are a couple heartbreakers that obviously you want a couple bounces one way or one bounce this way. It could be a different story. But I mean, back-to-back cup finals, you can't really complain about that. But
it's funny you mentioned, though, that if you're from that area, you got to be an Oilers fan. I'm here. I'm at Augie right now. I cover Augustana. There's a guy on the team named Brett Bierman who grew up not far from Edmonton, and he is definitely not an Oilers fan. but it is a loyal fan base, right? Now it's an exciting time to really be an Oilers fan. It's just kind of an interesting dynamic. You're right, though, right? Like, I mean, how much is that area just kind of like Oilers country?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, even just I think it's kind of obviously a little bit, you get a couple like Calgary and stuff like that, but I see even like a lot of people from Calgary are very heavily, Calgary's almost more heavy Oilers than Calgary, I feel sometimes, but it's crazy. It's so fun to just go back home the last couple of years after the season's over and just go back to that. It's been so fun, and just the city's been so cool, and it's been amazing.
Let's kind of go into, you know, back to your youth career, though. You played U15 AAA hockey with Fort Saskatchewan, part of a championship team 2018-2019. You spent three seasons with the Northern Alberta prep program after that. You know, just talk to me about what those programs and how those years really kind of helped you develop from such a young age.
No, for sure. That U15 team in Fort Saskatchewan, that was a pretty special team. I don't think I'd put that team up against anyone, any team at U15 level ever. So that team was a special team. And then going to NAX there, yeah, again, just a great program, and just continues to produce crazy good players, like Dylan Gunther and Matt Savoy. Just crazy production from the program, and I was fortunate to play there. I wasn't kind of just all local too. Like, I still lived at home, and so that was, not the biggest deal, but I mean, obviously it's nice to live at home still for a little bit till you go to junior, and I was thankful to do that. And then I can't say enough good things about those two places.
Yeah, we never miss an opportunity to talk a little U15 hockey, don't we, Jared? It looked like the 2021-22 season, though, for you, a little bit of a whirlwind, right? Mm-hmm. You played 19 games for Northern Alberta before heading to Whitecourt with the Wolverines in the AJHL, but yeah. Then you end up landing with the Brandon Wheat Kings. It's a Manitoba-based program in the WHL, and eventually you played five games that season, and then 19 the following year in 2022-23. What went into the decision to switch from, you know, junior A hockey to major junior hockey in the WHL?
Yeah, well, I was actually signed in the WHL before that year. So it was just kind of one of those things where I was always going to play major junior if I could. Obviously, mm-hmm. I was already signed and stuff. So didn't make it in Brandon at 16. So decided to go back to U18, had a really good start, decided, you know, I think I'm ready to kind of make the jump to junior, and then ended up struggling a little bit in those kind of 20, 25 games I had in junior A. And then, but I was happy. I think it kind of got me more prepared for the junior game, obviously, with playing, you know, 20, 25 games that year. I kind of got a little bit of both. I got to develop in the first half in U18 and have some success. And then I went to junior A and got a lot of games in a very hard league. For sure. I mean, it's a very hard league. It was back when I was there, my 16-year-olds, there's only two of them in the league on each team. So,
wow.
It's very, very hard, heavy hitting, older league. So I think that was good for me as well, just to kind of get both sides that year. And then, obviously got to still play a couple games up with the Wheat Kings. So.
Yeah. And then you got traded to Victoria 22-23, and you know, looking back, what do you remember about that experience? You know, you're only 17 years old at the time and you get traded. It's probably a little sobering, I'd imagine.
For sure. Yeah, no, I mean, definitely a little interesting. You know, I didn't really know what to expect at first. I kind of took it the best I could and kind of looked at it as a new opportunity for me, a little bit of a fresh start after a little bit of a slow start. And just kind of took it with a grain of salt and tried to make the best out of a little bit of a tricky situation, such as a young age. Right. So, it was honestly just kind of a one there. You just kind of, that's hockey. Right. So,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Learning young in a lot of ways too, but that 2023-24 season rolls around. And I know mm-hmm. you were battling through an upper body injury and ultimately finished with 21 points, 54 mm-hmm. games. But the following year, you know, you made a massive leap in terms of your production. Mm-hmm. 78 combined games, you finished with 107 points, 55 goals, 52 assists. This is last season for a Royals team that made it all the way to the conference semifinals. What do you feel like led to that massive jump in production? And we'll get into the guys you were playing with But for you personally, what do you feel like led to that massive jump in production?
Yeah, no, I think it's honestly, I mean, obviously anyone will say, you know, I worked hard and all that, which is true. Obviously, you know, worked hard all summer. Kind of going into your 19-year-old year, it's kind of your last 20-year-olds, not too many, three per team in the dub. So you're kind of thinking like, not, this is my year to kind of show that I can play in this league at 20. So I thought, you know, I really just grinded it out, and then, you know, kind of just got an opportunity, to play a big role early, which I hadn't really had the previous 2 years. And I kind of just took it and ran with it and never looked back. So, you know, I was kind of told, like, you know, you're gonna get this opportunity right from the start here, and just kind of don't make me take it away. And that's exactly what I did. So
I was going to ask, were you an age out kid from the Dub, or could you have gone back?
No, I could have gone back. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Would have been like one more year, right?
Yeah, my 20th season's this year. Yeah.
Gotcha. I want to ask you about some of your teammates, though, in Victoria. For sure. We'll start with Cole Reshney, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, first round draft pick. The kid's nuts, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, what was it like playing with him? On his line has got to be just
No, it was great. I think kind of I think it was game maybe three or four that we ended up getting put on a line together, and then I don't think I played another shift without him the whole year. So I was it's very lucky for me. Just a crazy, crazy skilled player. Like, just his brain is just thinks like double. Like, it's just the plays that he makes and just the tight areas. And I just found open space, and he got me the puck, and you know, I kind of did the rest. But he was a special player, and you know, I can't say good enough things about him. Great human too, just great person overall. And he's a very close friend of mine, and you know, will be forever. So
you played with him in Northern Alberta, right?
He would have been, when I was in U18, he was playing U15. So we have crossed paths many times before. Kind of, I got traded there, but we would have played kind of same academy but different teams.
Yep.
Another one though, who's one of the best defensemen in college hockey right now, and Keaton Vera.
Yeah.
I mean, this kid is a psycho. I mean, mm-hmm. he's what, 6'3", 6'4", 230, 17 years old. He was leading North Dakota in points for like most of the year so far.
Yeah. No, I know. Again,
how nuts is this kid?
Yeah, another just freak human being. Like, really, like, you know, I remember I kind of – he's from about 20 minutes from me. He's actually from Fort Saskatchewan, where I played.
Cool.
So kind of knew him for a little bit. I guess when he got drafted, I kind of just – kind of knew him a little bit, didn't really know too much about him. And then, yeah, when he showed up to camp, it was just like, I remember he was, when we were in the playoffs, and it would have been 23, 24, we were in the first round, and he was 15, and he was playing like 26, 27 minutes a night.
Like, unbelievable.
Crazy. Like, yeah, it was something else. But no, again, just another freak player. Great on both ends of the ice, sees the game again, like great mind on him, crazy skill. And another guy that just a great dude as well. Most mature 17-year-old you're ever going to meet.
Oh yeah.
I think anybody would say that. And he's a great guy and an even better player. So I'm excited to see kind of what he can do kind of coming in the future here. So
I'm going to
play with some pretty good guys.
Yeah. I'm going to put you on the spot too. Good. Imagine the Edmonton Oilers get the first overall pick in the draft. Are you taking McKenna or are you taking Vera?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. That's up to the scouts. I don't know. I don't know if I would. I don't know what I would do there. But
smart. Leave it to the right hand.
That's right.
Well, following last season, you had to essentially kind of make a decision about what was next, right? And lo and behold, the timing couldn't have been better for you with the NCAA opening the door for the CHL guys to make the jump to American college hockey. Mm-hmm. What kind of interest did you have from other colleges, and why did you ultimately decide that Michigan Tech was kind of the right fit for you?
Yeah, no, I think, I think that just, I came on a few visits, and this place really stuck out to me, just the city and the people, and just how much that this kind of the school even just cares about this hockey team. I mean, really, it just it stuck out to me, and it's just a cool little town, and I really enjoy it here. And I think that's just it's kind of one of those ones where, you know, I honestly didn't really know too much about college hockey. I obviously knew about it, but you know, kind of always just had my mindset on the Western League, like a lot of Western Canadians. So I think at the end of the day, it just kind of just made a decision, and you know, I'm super happy with it, and I couldn't be more happy to be here and to be on the squad and to be here.
I want to ask you too about that jump from the CHL to college hockey, and you know, you go from playing kids who are 16, 17, 18, 19 to now you got to play 22, 23. You're playing grown men out there.
Sure.
Talk about that adjustment and how tough it was, or maybe, you know, just you're finding your footing at this level.
Yeah, no, I think honestly the biggest difference is just like you said, like there's no kind of 16-year-old that's kind of called up for a night and just kind of a lot of entries, so they call a guy up. There's nobody like that, right? Like everyone's good and everyone's big and tough and strong and is at the end of the day a really good player. Like there's every team has four lines and 7D or however you want to look at it of good players, and then probably more everybody else in the stands as well. So at the end of the day, I think that's the biggest thing. The speed as well, just crazy fast. Just kind of trying to keep up with the game and just playing a little faster as well. You got to adjust to the speed coming at you, but you also got to raise your speed as well, because you got to play the game faster, because that's how everyone else around you is playing. So I think probably that, but you know, I think I've adjusted fairly well. You know, I feel pretty good out there, and I you know, kind of just getting my feet wet, but I'm starting to feel real comfortable, and it's been a really good time. So
yeah.
I'm curious to know too. We've talked with Billy, Coach McCall, about, you know, when he first took this job. For you guys as freshmen that were first coming into college hockey, and obviously before you ever played, you're going through camp. How much was it emphasized by this coaching staff of like, look, this is a different game, and I hope you guys are ready for it.
Yeah, no, for sure, 100%. You know, I've said it a couple times, right from day one. You know, expectations were there, and same thing. They said, you know, like this is a different beast, and you know, they weren't wrong at all. It really is, and like I said, just work and grind, and just every day, it is a different beast, and it's I mean, it's fun, man. I mean, I have a great time, but you're for sure right. They established it right away, and
Yeah, I mean, you first arrived at Michigan Tech. You know, you joined a pretty intriguing group of returners, as well as these newcomers that have kind of, you know, meshed in. You talk about guys like Max Koskapiridi. We'll get into some of the dynamics of them, and Isaac Gordon and what they bring to the ice. But what were your first impressions of this Huskies team when you first kind of got here?
Yeah, no, I mean, no, like I said, didn't know too much, obviously, before coming in. Mm-hmm. Kind of just... But yeah, I mean, lots of skill, lots of speed. You know, I think honestly, a team that just is hungry, like just hungry to win and wants to win. And I think that's kind of the mindset that that, you know, Coach McCall brought as well when he came in. And you know, I just hate losing more than you like winning. You know what I mean? And just it's really at the end of the day, it's just if you put in the work, you're going to get the results you want, and that's just how it's going to be, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to work every night, and that's exactly what I saw in this team as well. So
yeah, for sure. We get a chance to talk with a lot of people in and around the Michigan Tech hockey program, and it's such a special place with so much tradition, and the fan base is nuts in the best way possible.
For sure.
Yeah. And, you know, just I'm curious from your perspective, right? I mean, you've grown up in hockey crazed markets your entire life, and now you come to a new one. You know, just what has this been like, seeing that passion from a fan base that has made that such a special place to play?
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, obviously, it's very different from kind of the junior in Canada, where with the student sections, and I mean, obviously our student section is absolutely nuts. And I mean, that just gets players just fired up. Like you just see that, all the chants, and even on the road, sometimes like you get fired up from a chant or something like that, just cause it's electric, and it's every rink's loud. There's not a quiet rink, and it's just, I mean, honestly, it means so much to us players. Like it really does. It really gets us fired up, and it makes us want to just go crazy, and just honestly just makes you want to score and win and just do everything. Like you just don't even know what to do because everything's so crazy around you. But no, I love it, and you know, I'm kind of a guy that I love the kind of the intensity, and even on the road I love the opposing team crowd, and that's just kind of how I am as a player as well. So I know I've loved the crowds and everything. So
Were you surprised at all to see so many kids from Houghton make the trip down to Minneapolis for that first game in Minnesota?
Yeah,
how many kids came here?
Yeah, that was unreal. I think that was kind of, I guess that would have been the first game, so that was kind of the first taste of what it really is about and how this fan base really is. And no, that was really cool to see. I mean, there was times where they were louder than that arena there, and that was great to see. So.
Yeah.
Well, you get to play on a line with the captain and friend of the pod, Isaac Gordon, and then as well as a freshman, Michael Cisek at center. I mean, both are Manitoba guys, you know, and so you kind of got that in common, right? There's a little bit of the Canadian flavor on that line.
Sure.
What stands out about their style of play, and how is it complemented what you bring to the ice at left wing?
Yeah, no, I think both just, again, super skilled, super hardworking guys that'll just hard-nosed. Not afraid to get into a battle at all. Yeah, I think we all complement each other very well. You know, we're all guys that just battle and kind of I guess creating second chances on the offense and you know, holding on to pucks, kind of finding open areas. I think we're all good at kind of, you know, if two guys are in the battle, the third guy's in a great spot to get the puck, kind of thing. So. Yeah, I think we complement each other really well, and we've created some great chemistry. So
we're going to move into our fun ones now. They're called the one-timers, and we got to tweak a question because you haven't played everywhere in the CCHA yet.
Two places. Two.
You've only got two, so we can't ask you the toughest place to play in the CCHA, we'll tweak it. Where was the toughest place you played in the WHL, the place that you were just like, man, I hate going to that rink. It's hell on earth playing in there.
I'll give you a west and an east.
Perfect.
There you go.
The east was probably Prince Albert.
Yeah.
Just a very small barn. The glass is hard as a rock. It's not fun to play there at all.
And then you got the WHL goalie of the year in net there too.
Yeah, exactly. And then the west, probably just Everett, just because of how loud it is, and just honestly, all the American fan bases are very, very passionate. When Seattle went on their championship run, that was probably the hardest place to play I've ever played, and it was just crazy. But yeah, Everett would be up there for sure. But like I said, yeah, any of those American teams are very good fan bases.
You're in for it again when you go to Bowling Green with Willie now moving from Everett. Like,
for
he's
sure.
In tough places to play at.
Yeah, exactly.
How about this? Is there a player at the pro level that you've always admired the most? Maybe somebody that you've tried to model your game after, or somebody you just like to watch?
Yeah, no, I don't really know if I've really modeled my game after really anyone. I'd say I take pieces from guys' game, but I wouldn't say there's one guy. But was a big Patrick Kane fan growing up. Always idolized him, and I liked the Blackhawks a lot growing up as well. Kind of was them, and it was always them and the Oilers. So. And then, I mean, to just watch guys like McDavid and Drysdale like live at times, it's just like, it's hard to not pick stuff from their game that you'd want to do, even though not many guys can do what they do. But no, I think just, yeah, like just, I'd say like more little stuff from individual guys' game more than anything.
I can get behind McDavid and Drysdale, but you're talking to a Wild and a Predators fan here. I cannot get behind
that. I don't have hate for the Oilers. I got nothing.
No, I got no hate for the Oilers. I have all the hate in the world for the Blackhawks, unfortunately.
I do, yeah.
But that's,
yeah.
You know.
All of that. most talented player you've ever played with. You know, it could have been at the very youth level. It could be someone at Tech. Could be someone in Victoria. But the most talented hockey player you've ever played with.
Most talented. Oh man, that's a tough one. I've played with a lot of good guys. Let me think.
Take your time.
I mean, obviously, you know, easy one would be Cole Rashney. I think he's obviously up there. Played with Jordan Gustafson. Vegas Knights draft pick.
Yeah.
He still is just an absolute beast of a player, and he was great. Those are my two. Oh, there you go. And then obviously, you know, can throw on a lot of guys, but I'll stop with those.
Right.
Two.
You could fill out a whole roster.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, this one might make you think a little bit too. Who's the most underrated player that you've ever played with? Somebody who maybe didn't get like quite the, you know, fanfare that they probably should have gotten, but man, like just kind of inspired you in a way, and you saw maybe more than what others saw.
Mm. Cole Reshney might say you for this answer too.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'd have to think about that one again. Yeah, I don't know. I guess this guy got kind of, I guess he was drafted, but he was always kind of Ben Hammerling, another Vegas Knights guy, always just was really small growing up. So he was always kind of just overlooked, but just, I mean, played with him when we were really young, been buddies since we were super, super young. So I'll say him for that one, but I mean, obviously he's having a good professional career already, but I guess when he was he just always looked at for being a little smaller, and but I mean, look what he's had, an unbelievable career in the Western League, and now obviously starting his pro career off. So
yeah, for sure. Last one we got for you, but who's the most famous person in your cell phone?
Oh, that's a good question.
You can't say Reshney for this one. That doesn't count.
I don't even know. I don't have too many famous people, I don't think. You could be my answer for every single Billy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just be Bill McCault too.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, man,
yeah,
national champion.
Could be, exactly, right? So
two-way tie with Cole Reshney and Bill McCault.
That's right.
Cut from the same cloth. So, Tayden, thank you so much for joining the show. This was awesome.
Appreciate it, man.
Best of luck this weekend. I know you got a big tilt with the Beavers, but for sure. I think we're all looking forward to seeing how that one plays out.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you guys having me on.
All right. Once again, thank you to Tayden Trembecki for joining the show, and thank you to our producer, Perry Lascaris, curling pro Perry Lascaris. Subscribe to the CCHA show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from. And subscribe to the CCHA on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter at Trent Singer and at Jared Rubato BP. You can check out our work at BemidjiPioneer.com and Sioux Falls Live.